right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is...
Middle
Children.
Crescendo out.
Wow.
Guys, I'm crescendo out.
Get out.
You have to crescendo out.
What does that? It's like
crescendo out. Well, I think this is a
decrescendo.
This is a decrescendo. This is a crescendo. Wow.
I remember watching my choir director being like, you know, when they do the thing that's like, give me, and then.
Listen, you know? I want to be a choir director.
Me too.
In another lifetime, because I'm still convinced they don't do. Listen, maybe they do a lot in rehearsals.
Well,
in rehearsals.
Now.
But at the actual show, I'm always like, they look very intense.
Oh, yeah. They're the coach.
They're the coach, but they're there and they're saying, give me more.
They are constantly like, let's make a pin drop with the sounds of the symphony that is you.
But sometimes I'm like, we came for the show. They shouldn't still be rehearsing. Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm
well,
like,
that's like every time
known
I would
this.
Sing with, they should have, I know the sheet music, but sometimes it is 87 page songs,
well,
which you're like, maybe
learn.
We cut it down and memorize it. Anyone?
87 page songs.
I said it.
What do we go to the same church? I don't understand. What
I know.
Songs are you singing?
I don't even remember. Lots of songs though.
Oh happy day.
Oh happy day. I literally put a video up yesterday of Winnie and I got a lot of comments about how much weight she's gained.
That's so rude.
It wasn't a good angle for her, I'll say that. And then second of all, you know when you're like with, I'm not going to lie to anybody. When Winnie and I went back home and when she was here before I went home, I could tell she was depressed. And I said, I know you love food, girl. So let's celebrate every meal together. And I'm not going to lie to you. Winnie gained weight.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound like exactly what... people say happens.
Yeah.
Personally, as a size 2, I can't relate.
I know. And I mean, myself, it's like food is just something that I eat. It's not like, I don't, you know.
I just have it for sustenance, you know. I say, well, I love boiled chicken.
I love boiled chicken. You know that about me. I love boiled chicken. I love broccoli. I just like the taste of broccoli.
As long as it's plain.
That's what I don't like salt.
Sometimes even like raw, because then you keep the nutrients, I believe is the word.
The nutrients, I believe is the word. Yeah,
not,
I think it is.
I've heard of some people that put butter on their vegetables, and that is just absolutely...
Ugh, that's tacky.
Disgusting. I'm like, why don't
it's
you
disgusting.
Just eat
it's
potatoes,
repulsive.
Which I've never tried
exactly.
before.
Exactly. No, I don't like a starch. Too much for my little stomach.
There was a girl on Vanderpump Rules, a new girl last year, and she said that she'd... The one kid was like, have you tried the mac and cheese? Because she's supposed to be like a server at Sir. And he's like, have you tried like the mac and cheese balls or whatever? And she's like, no, I've never had pasta. And he was like,
see, that's sad.
He was like, wait, what? And she was like, I've never had pasta. And he was like, you've never had pasta? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, you've never tried a piece of pasta? And she was like, no, because like, doesn't it make people fat? You don't like, I'm afraid if I eat pasta, I'll get fat.
And that, you know, our parents, you
and
know,
I'm sitting
us.
There watching, you know, like a whole box of spaghetti with box.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. My mom, that was my favorite meal growing up, spaghetti and meatballs. And my brother and sisters were mac and cheese. So,
see,
I mean,
I mean, Italian family, we had a lot of spaghetti and meatballs and
yes
lasagna and things like that. But you know what my biggest guilty pleasure is?
Give it.
My roommates in college used to call it the Chris Burns special. Are you ready for this? Because it's pretty
hell
gross.
Yeah, okay, give it.
Pasta with hot dogs cut up in it and
of course
butter and parmesan cheese.
Okay, I definitely, my mom always put hot dogs in it. So I get that. And I think that's good. It's meat. It's meat, if you ask me.
And it's a delicious meat.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that working out. There's no, I see that. I mean, I did become lactose intolerant pretty early. So it is harder for me, but.
My lactose allergy has gotten progressively worse as I've gotten older.
Oh my God, I know. It's like attacking. It's to the point where when I look at cheese, my stomach is like, bitch. And I'm like, no, I don't think I should. It's like someone's like putting a knife in your back, you know? Like,
yeah.
And you're pretending everything's fine. You're like, you know what? I'm not going to go out. I think I am going to stay in with Rick, who will murder me. But when you find my body later, just remember the way my eyes are looking. Okay? My eyes are looking. Diane, what's wrong? Don't say it out loud, Diane. There's a knife in my back.
But I'm still going to have it. I'm still going to get
stabbed. But I'm still going to have it. Yeah, I certainly must.
I was realizing, so I like have allergies regularly, but every morning I wake up and I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm so stuffed up every day.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I realized, I'm like, wait, could this be from dairy? So I like stopped eating all dairy for a week and I felt so much better. And then I literally, well, I didn't even think about this. Like, I had just stopped for other reasons. And then I had, like, an Alfredo sauce.
Oh, boy.
Homemade. And the next day, I was super stuffed up again. And I was like, oh, my God, my dairy allergy is affecting my...
breathing?
Like I didn't realize it would affect things like that. But it does.
I think dairy has affected my personality. Like, I think dairy is just out for the kill. Like, if I'm even near dairy, it's like... go ahead. I'll see you on Grey's Anatomy. Someone's going to have a personality tumor. Get ready.
From a dairy allergy? Imagine a personality tumor from the dairy allergy.
I'm just saying. I don't, at this point, I don't put it past dairy. Dairy is just like, and you read about it, they're like, actually, milk is bad for you, but there are farmers that just want you to buy it. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, well, I feel like it's in so much.
It's in so much.
And some,
as I drink coffee.
Me too.
It's in so much. I'm trying to think of like, what did you eat in college? I found out I've actually deleted the Seamless app from my phone in a fit of rage two 2 days ago.
Why?
Because there's this place by me called Chip. And you guessed it. Okay. It's cookies. It's cookies, you bitch.
I was going to guess that. I was going to guess potato.
Oh, no.
I was about to be like, I'm into that. What is it? Like a British fry place?
That's like not my guilty pleasure. Mine is 100% sweet. Oh,
that is my guilty pleasure, bitch.
I'm a sweet whore. So this place is like, it's so good, but it used to always be, you have to go in person. They can't even handle delivery. And I was like, honestly, this will save me because... laziness is stronger than my need for sugar. Like if someone's like, okay, but let's walk and get it. I'm like, I'll starve. I'll die here. That's okay. I don't need to. No, thank you. But my legs are broken internally. So I can't stand, unfortunately, or leave today. I actually can't believe how winded I get at anything. I'm not proud.
I went for a jog the other day and I was devastatingly sick for 3 days afterward.
A jog?
Yeah. Well, it was more a quick run around the block because.
Wow.
Well, there was a reason. So I was walking the dog and then I realized I forgot a poop bag and then she started to poop. So then I just made her run.
You made a run for it. Okay. Smart.
But then it really shook up some allergies, I think. I don't know what happened. I think I had like an allergy attack. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I would buy it.
And I was literally sick for 3 days and I was like, oh my God, running. I'm allergic to it.
Running will kill you. Yeah. I'm allergic to running. I might be too myself. But this chocolate chip place, all of a sudden, I had gone when I came back because I was like, welcome back to the city, you whore ghetto. Like, welcome back. And then they were like, we actually
delivered
now. Welcome
back. Jesse's it's like a music video. Remember like the hold up music video where everybody is like, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
So they were like, welcome back. And I said, thank you. And they said, we deliver now. And I went, no. No, you don't. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. But then turns out I did hear it. And so the other night I was like, what is it that I want? Think. Oh, I know. Literally massive chocolate chip cookies delivered to my door. Mm-hmm. Now with the pandemic, you don't even have to open it fully. You can just reach your hand out and be like, go ahead, give it.
Oh, I know. Give Sometimes they'll just leave it on your door handle.
I know. And so with that, it's like, oh my God, amazing. Literally no contact or even a look of shame. You know what I mean? With the pandemic, it's like there's 8 people in there. I'm like, no, legally no. And definitely not. It's just me. But they are for me, the cookies. So I get the cookies. I'm like, oh my God, great. I'm going to eat them. And then, you know, 10 minutes later when I've eaten the cookies and I'm like, why? I said to myself, you delete the Seamless app now. And if you want chocolate chip cookies, I'm going to force myself to go walk and get them, which means I'll never get them unless I really want them.
What did you, just chocolate chip?
Yeah, you know what? I am basic that way. I think the chocolate chip are so good and simple. And I've had the other cookies, which sometimes are too sweet. They kind of make me feel sick, you know?
Well, I got a nice gift box from Juicy Couture. They sent me like a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, must be nice to be an influencer. Oh, for free? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
No,
it was
love
nice.
That for you.
No, that's listen, great. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I do hate the game. And I'll just say quickly that Juicy Couture has a J, and I always thought that was like something for me because like JJ, Jesse Jollis, like, you know what I mean?
Do you want me to get you a Juicy Couture tracksuit? You can have one of mine. I have many.
Don't tempt me.
I have,
don't tempt
a temptress. And they're a little too, I have some that are too small for me.
Yes.
But would probably be like a nice baggy one on you.
That's cute.
But what I was going to say is they also sent with it two, you know, like really fancy sugar cookies, like the giant ones that are like
yes.
in shape and heavily decorated. And you're like, I bet it tastes like shit because it's so pretty.
Yeah.
They sent two of those and I ate one the night before last and one last night.
Wow. First of all, I actually am impressed because I have this weird theory in my head when I start eating sugar. I'll be like, okay, turns out we can't handle it. Get rid of it. And when I say get rid of it, I mean eat it all right now so you can't eat it later. So I'll just like gorge on all of the chocolate and then be like, well, now it's gone. Good for us.
Well, that's what
so
I did.
I'm impressed that you split it up. You split it up, you said.
Well, they're pretty big.
Okay, they're massive.
I mean, they were big. They were big.
Listen, true or false? Yesterday, I'll tell you what one of my weaknesses is. This is a weakness of mine because right now it's March, honey. It's almost April, and you know what that means?
I'm turning 31.
Easter candy. I don't know. If you put Reese's in the shape of an egg, I'm yours. You know what I'm saying?
That's probably because you like the peanut butter ratio. It's a higher ratio of peanut butter to chocolate in the egg in the trees.
Yes. How about those Cadbury eggs, though? I'll throw myself off a bridge for that. You don't like the eggs?
They're fine. I love like a nice Kit Kat. I like a simple chocolate.
Wow. I think it like to me, I'm sort of like prove that you were a scientist with my chocolate. You know what I mean? Fill it with something that I'm like, how'd they get this in the egg? How did they do it? This is such a liquidy cream. So I have fun with that caramel eggs. I just love, eggs even. Yeah, even eggs.
Like regular eggs?
I actually have been doing a kick where every morning I'm having an omelet that I'm making.
That's fancy.
It's actually very fancy.
Do you know what is a funny prank?
Give it.
If you put a yolk in a Cadbury egg.
Oh.
And then the kid is
that?
Like, what
How
the hell?
How do you do that?
I feel like it actually probably wouldn't be that hard. Cut a little hole in the top, get the egg, the yolk through. Listen, I'm
Remember
not here to
thing?
Solve.
Remember that thing?
What?
Crack an egg on your head, let the yolk fall down.
Stab a knife in your back and let the blood trickle down.
It was like when you're young and you just want to touch each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, touch your ear and sort of do something by your hair. And I'm touching your back and your head and your face and your back and your face. And do you like my hands on your body? Do you like your hands on your body?
And then your teacher is like, stop.
Yeah. They're like, Jesse, I don't like what you're doing back there. Jesse, where are both hands?
I can feel
both
it.
Both hands.
Do you know what I want though? Back to food real quick.
Let's get back to food.
Just real quick, because I was watching MasterChef and they make it and I've never had it, but I want it.
What is it?
Egg yolk ravioli, where it's just like literally a ravioli with ricotta cheese. The egg yolk, and then they boil it and then put it in like in sage butter or whatever.
Wow.
And then when you cut the ravioli, it's like beautiful egg yolk. And it looks just divine.
So divine. Oh my God. Yeah, I was excited for you to have dinner parties. I was. So I still would love that for us when you do that.
I want to have big dinner parties sometime. Like a big,
massive,
massive dinner party.
Like the biggest dinner party. No, I love that. That's why I like Bim Bim Bop.
Bimmy Bop or whatever.
Bimmy Bop. I can't say it. Every time I'm like, oops, bibbidi bobbidi boo. With beef. But I love it because I love that egg that they put and then you mix it and it's like, it's just so cool to me.
Listen, if you put an egg on anything, I'm into it.
That's me too.
Put an egg on it, bitch. I love an egg on a salad.
Oh. But not like a runny egg.
Yeah, a runny egg, bitch.
Oh. Ugh.
Oh, at Westville or at the restaurant I used to work at.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I feel like I talk good about them. It's fine.
I think you do.
But they have a poached egg over kale salad for brunch, and it's just kale, Parmesan cheese, bacon, 2 poached eggs on top, honey, and you get that shit nice and runny. Lap it up. The thing is, you need a strong lettuce. You can't be putting that shit on mixed greens. It has to be on like kale or arugula or something.
Egg is such an interesting thing for me because I used to hate egg. Like I used to have a bite of a hard boiled egg and be like, I'm gonna vomit. Which in a way is interesting, but then with eggs, it's like one wrong, like too runny. And I'm like, bleh. You know what I mean? You can't have it be that white stuff. It's such a thin line for me.
It's a thin line.
Like,
and let me tell you
something.
Yellow
stuff can be runny, huh?
I'm really good at making a perfectly runny egg.
I don't doubt it. Do you see? It's like, I don't doubt it.
The key?
Me? No.
I can make a perfect sunny side up runny egg. And the key?
What is the key?
You gotta spray the pan a lot.
Okay.
With a nonstick spray. I spray the pan. Okay. Crack that egg in.
Yeah.
Cover it immediately.
Cover it with what?
Like with a cover to the pan.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I don't do that.
It gets too, it's gonna burn on the bottom, but still be too runny. The top keeps the steam in, cooks the top.
Uh-huh.
So then you have perfectly runny, but the white's not runny.
Yeah, I can't have the white runny. As soon as the white is like, I'm like, ice.
Yeah, my mom's like, gotcha. I'll make someday. I'll make
when we're on tour.
Yeah. Well, hopefully by that time, we'll be in like nice hotels and we'll be like, this is how we want the egg.
Yeah, we'll have chefs. I'll be like, excuse me, Edward, sorry.
And he's like, again, I just work for the hotel, not you.
Eddie Boo. God, to have a butler, that would be so fun for me.
Having a butler would be unreal. Can you imagine having a butler?
No. I very much think of Parent Trap with that butler who's like also best friends with her and is like
Parent Trap. I'm thinking It Takes Two.
Yeah. Oh, It Takes Two. I mean, he's a hero. Vincenzo. Literally that actor. I'm like, it's Vincenzo.
Oh, I love
Vincenzo.
Him.
Vincenzo. You know what? Shout out to Vincenzo right now. Vincenzo, first of all, a man of absolute class. A man who knows how
as well.
Style as well, who cares for, you know, young ladies and respects them, you know, to a degree. And he will support and he will save you from the butt kisses. Okay?
The butt kisses.
Remember that? When in doubt.
I want to watch that movie again. I forgot about the butt kisses.
Okay, we should watch that movie because let me tell you something.
It's such a shame Kirstie Alley is so awful now.
I know. Do you know I used to rent that movie from Blockbuster every single week? I would go in every single week and rent It Takes Two.
See, that's what I always thought a first kiss would be like. Was
over the moon, reach for the stars.
Kirstie Alley and Steve Guttenberg
kind of kiss.
Like, what? I thought it was going to be like that romantic, like canoes are falling down as we're standing in the lake. Not blackout behind a bar in Brooklyn where the guy will never talk to me again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
He did not say it was a high fly ball.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say it. So that bummed me a bit.
Well, yeah, that always hurts. It hurts everybody, you know? I mean, I love that movie. I think about it all the time.
It's a great film.
Great film. Honestly, everybody, go watch It Takes Two.
It
takes two, baby.
Me and you.
I love all the songs from that, too. I used to know all of them.
Well, if you've seen the movie 114 times.
Literally 1,762,000 times. But that's who I am, and that's what I do. What's up with you this week? Like, what's going on in the life? Like, who are we macking on? Who are we smacking on? What do we love? What do we hate?
Honestly, I've been very stressed.
Okay.
I think I haven't been sleeping well at all. The night before I slept like an hour.
Okay.
And then last night it was like another toss and turner. And the thing is, I took Benadryl. I like
melatonin,
CBD, the whole nine yards. Nothing is helping. Smoke? Yeah.
I'm upset.
Me too. Last night I took all of that and then I still was laying there for like 3 hours. And I was like, well, I guess this Benadryl's gone. So then I drank NyQuil and then like an hour later I fell asleep.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure if this is true, even though I do think it is. Because like, humble brag, I got my weighted blanket.
Which one?
I got a weighted blanket. Which one? It is the pomegranate, like
is it
beautiful.
What weight?
15 pounds.
How is it?
And it's also a cooling blanket because anyone who knows me knows that I overheat. And when I overheat, I destroy things close to me. So it's a cooling blanket so I can use it in the summer and I won't die. And I got an email that's like, do not rush into this. Like only use it for 2 to 3 hours every day or you'll die. And I was like, So
you can't sleep with it?
Not yet. They want you to ease into it because I feel like maybe it causes people to have more stress if you try to sleep with it and maybe your body's not used to it.
I don't know.
So I've been doing it for about a week on the couch, just like sitting with it, lying down with it. But I'm about to move. We're about to move it to the bedroom, if you know what I mean. And I'm excited to literally just lock myself into prison and lights out.
Is it comfortable?
I love it. I love weight on me.
I mean, we all love weight on me.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my idea. My ideal sexual partner just like lays on top of me quietly.
That's a weighted blanket. That's what it is. It's a quiet partner.
If I could get a weighted blanket that smelled good and breathed. But it doesn't breathe.
It does. It's a cooling blanket.
No, I mean like a human being.
Oh, air. It breathes like air. It breathes on you.
Like I want it to be a man.
Oh, sure.
This is where I'm going with it. You know,
that one. I haven't found one.
If they made that, have you ever seen the episode of Parks and Rec where Leslie's bank calls and she has them on speaker and it's the bank being like, we just have some unusual charges. We wanted to verify. There's 100-piece chocolate set, whatever. And then they're like pillow. Man pillow, the pillow that shapes like a man, so you don't have to get one yourself. And she's like, yes, those are all my charges. Thank you. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Once my bank called with unusual charges, and it's because I went to Wendy's and Taco Bell in the same time.
Yeah. I know. Every time they call, you're like, yeah, that was me. I just was.
Was that
sad.
Like, I'm like, is that unusual?
Yeah. Is that unusual? Sometimes my bank literally, I hadn't been paid for a long time, and then like a lot of all my payments came in, and my bank was like, hold it, freeze the account, everybody stop, she's robbed a bank, how is she getting paid? Everyone was like, it's not working. I was like, oh, my bank's like, okay, hey, we know your account is normally deficient, we love that about you, you're our little baby deficient account, and someone's trying to put money in, and we were like, no way. And I'm like, please let that clear that money.
Clear that money. Yeah. Listen.
So a bank is a very judgmental bitch.
It's a weird thing, right? You ever think, I'm like, who are you to judge me? Why do you get to know how much I have?
Oh, yeah. Banks. There's a bank. I okay, when I first opened a bank in New York, there was this man who worked at the bank, and I was like, okay, because they're very outgoing. Anyhow, I thought he was hitting on me. I was like,
oh yeah, they're always so charming. I thought a guy at Starbucks was hitting on me yesterday that worked there, and they're always yeah. so nice. And he like, yeah, he had the same thing. He handed me like my coffee, and he's like, so what are we getting up to today? And I was like, we, us together?
Yeah. We, I guess, I don't know, we could walk around or something.
I was like, what time do you get off? Like,
no.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I like a forward. I was like, he gave me his card. I literally thought he loved me. He followed me. Then I saw he had a girlfriend of like 18 years. His name is Logan, though. Logan from Bank of America. Shout out. But he, I was like, I think I'm going to date him. I think I love him. But now we just follow each other on Instagram, which I think is fun. Because I feel like when he does decide to leave his girlfriend, fiance, he will come back to me. But the point is, they're very judgmental about like how much money you have, where you're putting your money, and then checks. This is my thing about checks right about now. Never pay for a check, okay? Never pay for a check, because all of a sudden, they don't, there's no chart. Banks are like the number one negotiation place, I think, ever. Like, I normally, people are like, I'm sorry, unfortunately, we do have to charge you for that. But then if you just tell your bank, you're like, okay, well, then I'm going to need to close my account and go to another bank. They're like, let me see what I can do. You know what? We dropped all the charges and we're going to give you checks for free. I'm like, wait a second. It's so easy for them to drop things.
Oh, people that are dicks get everything they want, and then nice people get nothing. It's really true what they say. Nice guys finish last, because that is true. Like, even once I had, I noted my cable bill was really high. And then I was at my friend's who had the same cable company as I do. And I saw her bill because she left it on the table. And mine was like $150 a month and hers was $49 a month.
Oh my God.
And so I called them and I was like, why is this the case? Yeah. And they're like, oh, because you have, and they like tried saying, I'm like, I don't even have cable. It's literally just internet. Yeah. We didn't even have cable. And then she ended up being like, you know what? I can just throw a promotion on there and it'll be $80 a month instead. And I was like, okay, that would be great. And she's like, you want me to throw HBO in there too? And I'm like, yeah, that would be great. And she's like, great.
Oh my God. Yeah. Everybody should call Spectrum and all those places today, because it's psychotic. It's psychotic that when you just call, or when you just figure it out. One of my friends literally, her Spectrum bill got so high, she called them and then they're like, listen, we're going to do something that's a little crazy. We're going to drop your account. We're going to move it over. We're going to slide it over. It's going to be $2. We're going to pay you every month, but I'm going to have to give you a burner phone. And she was like, a burner phone? They're like, yeah, like you don't even have to use it. We just like have to give you a phone with the account.
Oh, because it's cheaper to have like the landline phone?
Yeah. So they're, yeah, exactly. So they're like, we're going to give you this phone. We're going to pay you to have our Spectrum. Like, it was like all these things. She's like, so now I have a burner phone. I'm like, okay. Who am I calling to be like, listen, I need a new identity. I need 7 phones. I need to have the internet pay for my other internet. And I want to have it faster than the speed of light. Let's go.
They'd be like, hold on, we'll patch you through. And then it's 911. What's your emergency?
I guess I'm doing highway robbery.
Can I tell you that I made a very adult decision yesterday? Because I had a credit card. This is very personal. But I had a credit card from years ago that got really crazy when I was like 23.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, I guess I'll just let it go.
Take me.
Because I can't pay the minimums. And so it got to a point, I mean, and this has been years. Like, I have not used the card in literally 5 years. And it was like maxed out. And then they close the account if you don't pay the minimum for a long time. They like close it, but I still owed them a lot of money, thousands of dollars. And then, so, and this has happened to me not once, but twice. Thank you so much, when I was young. But the other one is paid off. And so then this one I knew was like looming over me. And I happened to get a letter yesterday from Chase being like, if you pay $1,000 today or by, I think it was like by whatever, we'll close the whole, like your debt
will
be gone.
We'll call it a day.
And so I was like, you know what? And I had just gotten my stimulus check that morning in the bank. So you know what I did?
Are you telling me you're debt free?
I'm pretty close.
Way to go, Chris.
I still have some tax debt.
That's okay.
But tax debt doesn't affect your credit. So I always let that go. I always am like, that one won't affect my credit score. So they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, they can. My God. I guess I can go to jail for that one. But like,
okay, but
part
jail's
of me is
fun.
Like, if I go to jail for tax evasion, like for a couple months, work on my body, it'll be like a Martha right. Stewart jail.
Yes.
I'll come out with so many stories.
So many. A whole new special, really. And are you using my accountant? I constantly tell you to use.
Well, so here's the thing. Yesterday, this is how all of this came to be. I was going through my, actually, I was going through my tax stuff for you to look for a number. Right. And that's when I came across the letter that I had just like cast aside. And I was like, thank God I found this letter. Because it literally said pay by the 25th. And this was 4:45 yesterday.
Wow, you are welcome.
And so I called and she was like, oh yeah, we can still get it in.
Oh my God.
And so I did it, but I was like, I'm gonna do my own taxes. And then I started going through my thing and I was like, I don't think I can do it myself this year.
Don't.
The thing is, I thought 2020 is gonna be an easy year because I didn't do that much freelance. Turns out I crammed in quite a bit of freelance.
Yeah, you did.
In a pandemic. I have like 10 different 1099s and stuff.
Yeah. I say use the accountant. He's the best.
I'm gonna email him and be like, especially
he's
because
wonderful.
Jesse and I are at a point where we have some cross finances.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should use the same accountant anyway.
Yeah. And I think he's really great. So, and if anybody needs accountant help, I love my accountant. His name is James. He's a hero. He's my best friend and I love him. And you know, one reason I love him is that he always makes it feel like, you know, everything's going to be okay. And he tells me what to do. And when I don't do it, he says, Jesse. And I say, I know that.
See, that's the thing. I'm like, but now that I am less in debt, I feel more debt-free, comfortable yeah. seeing someone.
Yeah.
Even though my taxes are still a mess, I'm pretty sure there's literally years that I haven't filed. And I'm afraid he's going to be like, you have to do this. And I'm going to be like,
but he'll help you.
He will help me. The thing is, I get so anxious about finance stuff.
Me too. I get so anxious, which is why it's wonderful that there's a professional that's telling you what we can do, what we can't do, what, like, essentially I have somebody who has my back doing it because I'm gonna fuck it up.
Yeah, I would love to date someone.
Oh my like God, that. To date an account. Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Or like a lawyer even would be great. A corporate lawyer.
I have a call with a lawyer tonight.
Oh my
Sorry,
God,
humble
is
brag.
It a date?
It's a virtual date, yeah.
Oh my God, are you excited?
So,
what are you gonna wear?
We're gonna talk. Probably nothing. No, I'll wear a shirt of some sort or a sweater.
You should wear a sweater.
Okay. You like that? You guys like sweaters? Guys love sweaters.
I like sweaters on men.
Me too.
I love a sweater on a man.
Oh my God. A sweater on a man?
Give me
a
man in a crew neck sweater standing by some white Christmas lights.
I tell you what. If you look at Tyler whatever C from The Bachelor, he's all these shirtless photos. It wasn't until I saw a photo of him in a chunky sweater, I was like, okay.
Oh, like a cable knit?
This man is hot. Like, yeah, like a gray, oh my God. You know when they zip in the front and it's like, there's something about a guy in a sweater. It's like, I melt. I truly melt.
The thing, and then when they like hug you and they smell good?
I miss touch. I'm going to say that. I miss touch.
I miss touch. I will also agree on that.
I miss touch and I miss even like a male energy just trying
yeah,
to
Yeah, I mean, the
me.
Thing is, if it has been what the pandemic's been a full year, so I haven't touched yeah. anyone in going on 5 years.
Yeah. I hear ya.
But you Boy. Know what, Jesse?
Yeah.
You know what we can do?
Yeah, I do.
That will make us feel love.
Let's do it, bitch.
It's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
I'm trying to think. Jesse, do you want to start or should I?
I could start it, maybe.
Okay, you start.
Okay, let me picture this. There is chatter. There is
Cheddar?
Hustle bustle. Chatter.
Oh, I thought you said cheddar. And I was like, oh, are we?
We're on a farm. Yeah. There is chatter. There is Hustle Bustle. There is, oh, a Bank of America sign. Oh. And we zoom in and we are inside of a bank. We see money being counted. We see a woman with a tight bun. We see a man with long coattails. We see them shuffling. I'll bring it to the safe. They go to the safe. They close the door. They go, bitch, I hate this job. I hate this job. I feel like I'm in prison.
It's the actual fucking pits. Like, sometimes I wish that I had just stayed in high school.
I wish I had stayed in high school. I wish I didn't even, you know what? Money is one of the dirtiest things. And so are we plumbers or are we bank tellers? Can you tell me?
I don't know. But every time I wear my thick leather gloves, they're like, you can't wear those gloves. And I'm like, money's disgusting. And they're like, but you can't count money with those. And right. I say, how do you think I bought them? I counted the money and I handed it to them. And they're like, "That? Why are you talking like that? Like, it just doesn't make any sense." And then I'm like, okay, Mr. Man. And he's like, again, I'm just the branch manager. I'm not, I don't own the bank. I also am struggling. And I said, oh, great. So I have nothing to look forward to.
Yeah. I do think Dawn is like exhausting and like branch manager. I don't even know what that means. But if he's the branch manager, I'm the fucking tree trunk and I don't like him.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden we see that Don was sitting in the safe the whole time and he's like, okay, well, I don't like working here either. And we're both like, damn it, Don.
And we're like, what are you doing in the fucking safe again?
Yeah. And he's like, we all hide in the safe and that's the problem with this branch right now.
Yeah, he's
okay?
Eating like an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. And he's like, first of all, you know, obviously the cooling features in here are amazing and it's the heat of summer. And second of all, no one likes it here. So we all hide in the safe and then I get a phone call that no one's working the bank. And so we need to go out there.
And we're like, well, who called? They're using our phones. They're literally reaching over the counter when we're not even there. That's sick.
That's sick. And that's, and I don't like that for us. And he's like, well, get out of the safe. And we're like, ugh, Dawn. So we get out of the safe. You and I go to our little, you know, booth things. And then, you know, all of a sudden it was like the light was blocked. And I was like, oh, did the head, like, I didn't know if the light went off or I don't even know what happened, but it was a shadow was cast from the door. Chris, this guy comes in. Okay. First of all, he's wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, weird.
And it's like, we're in the city. So that's okay. And the cowboy hat, he has to take it off because it actually brushes the top of the door.
No, right. At a Bank of America?
Bank of America, which standard size of a door
they have
frame
tall
is
doors.
Like, they're tall. They're at least 6'6".
The door frame? At least. Minimum.
Okay, now, when he takes off the hat, I'm not going to lie, he loses a good, I don't know, three-ish inches.
Well, if it's a traditional cowboy hat, probably about 3, 3.5 inches.
That's what So, I mean, he's, I don't know if I'm guesstimating, if I'm like, what would, because remember the light, because the door and the hat, I mean, he's got to be.
And don't
like,
forget the Pythagorean theorem. A equals B equals C. And then if this
and
is
pi.
True, what else is true? Plus pi.
What is?
And then, of course, there's the E equals MC squared.
Well, you know that. And exactly.
The 3.14. And then if circumference is radius plus diameter divided by middle, he's got to be.
And so.
Well, that can't be right. Because what I'm calculating is like 6'2", 6'3".
That's what I was getting.
Oh, my God. So this is a tall man.
He's tall. Okay. I wasn't. Yeah. Okay. So he is tall.
This is a tall man.
So he comes in. And let me explain to you something. He's tall. The man behind him, taller.
No.
Yes, he's
what is
taller.
This, the freak show?
It's a almost, I don't want to say that, but it's, I mean, the show is freaky. I want to say that. It's got a little,
it's just
you know,
unusual. You see 2 6'3"s coming through at the same time.
At a Bank of America in the city?
No,
it's just
yeah,
odd.
They usually hide their money because they're so sought Those after.
Are, they're so sought after. So they come in and he says, can I please talk to a teller? And I say, okay.
Guilty.
Guilty. And you know, at banks, they have like little, almost like, I don't know what you could call them. Speed dating events is what we call them jokingly, you know, when Dawn's not around. But little booth things where you can talk about business and open accounts. So we go in there.
Offices?
And But you know when they're not in an office, they're like out on the floor?
Oh, the cubicles kind of?
Yeah, like a little cubicle.
Yeah.
So we're all in a cubicle and the one guy says...
So the guys are together.
They're together. And they say, we need a loan from the bank. And I say, okay. So what is it you need a loan for? And he says, I just inherited a dairy farm. Ugh. And I say,
so you want to turn it into a meat farm?
You inherited a dairy farm. Is milk even still a thing? Remember Got Milk?
Got Milk. Yeah, actually. Okay, so I inherited a dairy farm and
right.
Yeah, I need a loan to bring it back up.
How much money are we talking?
Well, $500,000, I think, should cover everything.
Oh, God. So I say, please hold on one second. I go talk to Don, and Don says, you know the rules. If it's over a quarter of $1 million, you have to go and look at the...
At the farm.
Business in question. And you need to make the decision, is this worth investing in?
And you say, I'm a bank teller. This seems a little above my pay grade.
Sure. I say, okay. And he goes, well, you've been wanting that promotion. This is your shot. As you know, everyone else is
This is
either
the perfect
away.
Time to redeem yourself from talking about how much you hate working here 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. And I say, well, I'm not going without Stu. And he says, yeah, I get it. You guys travel as a team. That's fine. You and Stu can go to, where is it, sir? And he says,
the Northwoods of Maine.
The Northwoods of Maine. And we go, okay, that's fine.
And I'm in the middle of dealing with a customer, but I just slam my closed window sign down and say,
yeah, and
going to Maine.
And the person's like, oh, sorry. So where do I get the money?
I don't know. Make a decision for yourself, Pam.
So, and that's the role that I'm booking if I'm not directing. Okay. So
confused
you and I,
woman.
Confused woman. Like, honestly, that's, I am booking that. So we're on this plane with this guy, Wallace. Okay, that's his name, Wallace, who just inherited the dairy farm. And then his business partner, Chuck, if you can believe it.
Chuck.
His business partner, Chuck. And his business partner, Chuck, is on the plane, and he's actually like whittling. With wood. He's whittling.
What is he making?
He's making, you know, it almost looks like a miniature sculpture.
Wow.
If I'm being honest, of like a woodland creature. Okay.
What kind?
Yeah. And that's the conversation that's actually happening live on the plane because you're sitting next to him. And so he is whittling.
So what are you making?
Oh, a woodland creature.
What kind of woodland creature? That's,
are you familiar with gnomes?
Oh, you mean like a mythological woodland creature?
Yes.
So you're making a garden gnome.
I'm making a garden gnome, but I'm also working on a fairy.
Oh, that's cool. I love fairies. I've been called one.
Me too. What?
I've been called one before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same.
Really? But you're so strapping and tall.
So are you.
Thank you, but I'm not sorry. So are you
remember when Christy Alley played the Tooth Fairy?
Vaguely.
Do you you don't remember? Did you see that movie, The Tooth Fairy,
with The Rock?
No. I've been stabbed in the heart. Literally Christy Alley's breakout film. Just kidding. But it was one of her greatest films. Also a joke, but it was a good movie. A Disney Channel original where she plays the Tooth Fairy. Honestly, that's the movie of the month. I'm going to make everybody watch it. It's so good. But
well, we anyhow, have to find it before we make it movie of the month because
okay,
we're not going to make
so
people pay
it.
To watch.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Alley
but the point is.
But if you have Disney Chuck, Plus, you can watch it, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. And we're all going to watch it. So Chuck is passionate about Christy Alley to a degree that no one's seen before. He's like, Christy Alley, iconic. She comes into Cheers. She's got, you know, a big personality. She's doing It Takes Two. She's doing the Tooth Fairy. Weight Watchers campaign. You heard?
Yeah. Sorry, you're really passionate about Kirstie Alley, a known Trump supporter at this time. So,
well, obviously, it is an RIP situation.
Yeah.
You know, because now, obviously, I can't support her. And I think it's sad that in a way she lost her way.
Yeah.
But The Tooth Fairy is a movie I'll always look at fondly.
Well, I've never seen it. So maybe you can.
Yeah, maybe you can come over and we can watch it together.
Oh, like to your house?
My cabin.
You have a cabin.
Oh, I live in a cabin. I hope that's okay.
I love that for you.
It's always
chilly. But also for
me,
I do love a cabin. I love a chilly cabin as long as there's somebody there to keep me warm.
I'm really good at building a fire. Okay, so why don't you come over tonight? We'll watch The Tooth Fairy. And I don't know. Share some secrets.
Maybe do some butt stuff. What?
What?
No, sorry. I was making a joke.
What did you say?
I was making
Hello?
A joke.
Oh.
I said maybe do some butt stuff, but it was a joke.
Okay.
It was just, I was kidding. I didn't.
Sorry. I'm just really shy.
Me too.
No.
I am. The thing is, I say things like this now, but when you get me alone, you're going to find that I wasn't meaning any of them.
That's okay. So, but tonight, and so I'll pick you up, or do you want to come? I don't know if you have a car.
No,
let's figure out logistics later. We don't even. Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, no, you're just giving me a lot right now.
Okay, I'm gonna keep whittling.
Okay, great.
Love that.
So and then across the aisle, you and
Wallace
are chatting.
Yeah, and I'm like, Milk. Now, just remind me again, like, what exactly we're doing with the milk.
We're selling it.
Yeah, but like, like milk and yogurt. I'm just trying to think about like how to make this even like a better business venture. As somebody, I'm actually lactose intolerant, so I can't even try the product.
Mm. Well, we actually do have a lactose-free version as well.
Section of the farm?
No, we have goat's milk also. We have goat and goat's milk cool. And goat's cheese is lactose free.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That's true.
No one. Okay, cool. All right. So maybe you'll give me a tour of the farm tomorrow.
Oh, I would love that. What time do you have to check in with your husband or boyfriend? Girlfriend?
Okay. Well.
Sorry, I'm trying to be more open-minded. I had a cousin that came out as a fruitcake, and I wanted to make him feel better. So now I try to be inclusive when I ask about people's partners.
That's really great. I'm not sure if you're being as sensitive as we needed, but also if I did have a partner, which I don't, I wouldn't need to check in with them.
Well, I just meant like if you did have a partner and you landed on a plane, sometimes it's traditional to be like, I made it. Okay.
I would like text them. I don't think I need to call them. You know, you wouldn't even know that
I
texted them.
I didn't say anything about a call. I just said if you.
Oh, well, no, I don't have to text anybody. No one cares if I live or die.
That's how I used to feel too. That was how I felt before I met my wife. And then it got even worse when I was with my wife because she kept telling me, I don't care if you live or die. And so then once that divorce went through, I've been much happier.
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad marriage and emotionally sort of taxing. And
yeah, it wasn't great. I'll tell you that. It was not great.
Yeah.
She made me cry quite a bit.
I always say that, you know, you learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. For everyone that we're with, and so you learned a boundary, which is great, and what you want and don't want, which is also something great.
Oh my god, thank you. Nobody's ever said that to me before.
Oh wow, really?
No, I mean, I don't. You're probably the most exciting person I've ever had on my private plane.
Oh, is this your plane?
It's just the four of us.
Oh my god, I thought it was Bank of America's. Hello. Okay. Cool.
Maybe it is Bank of America's and I misunderstood. I thought I was getting the plane.
Can I do something really quick?
What? Oh. Yeah, sure.
And all of a sudden I stand up and I go to the front of the plane and I grab a mic or I grab the mic thing on the wall and I go, attention passengers, we're about to hit turbulence. Hit it! Okay? And
let's
you
get
and I,
loud!
Yeah. Let's get loud. Let's get loose.
Let's get loud. Da, 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 da. And we're doing like...
This is... Yes, you and I have practiced literally in the safe. We're I go, let's do the safe routine.
So we're used to doing complicated dance routines in very small spaces.
Very small spaces. So then I lower the lights and I go, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
Whore.
What? Did you say whore? You said whore.
I thought that was funny.
You said whore.
See me running through an open door. I believe I can fly.
I can fly. I can fly.
And then all just, of a sudden, yeah.
He does stop us and he's like, why are you guys performing R. Kelly?
And then I go, shh, there's more.
And he goes, okay, yeah, okay. Just try to get off the R. Kelly.
Okay. And so then I switch it to, oops, I did it again. And immediately then switch it to, toxic, I'm slipping under. Because that's the song that she did with the music video that's on.
Oh, yeah. For you.
Yeah. And then I go, I'm a genie in a bottle, baby, and gotta rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
When come. Thought I knew you, thinking that you were true, always down for the ride. And then he's like, actually, we're there. You guys have been singing for 3 hours.
So.
And he's like, but it was really good.
And then we're like, oh, thank you. We have this big Bank of America conference in a week where there's a talent show portion and the winners get free checks for life. So we've been really gunning for it. But anyhow, we normally practice today, you know, every other day. And I just thought the aisle was open and I've always wanted to be a flight attendant secretly.
No, you don't have to explain. It was great. It's just we're here.
Okay. All right, great. Let's grab our stuff and you know, hit the tarmac. Isn't that what they say? So, but anyhow. Okay. So I guess we'll head to the hotel.
Well, it's actually an inn. It's right on the Dairy property.
Yeah. Oh, great. We'll head to the inn. And Chuck is like, oh, I can take them because that way I can, if you wanted to go back, still do the thing that we said before.
Oh,
singing.
Yeah.
With, I didn't know if, what was your name again?
What was yours?
Mine's Chuck.
I'm Stu.
Stu. Okay, great. So Stu and I were going to.
Ironically, when you make a stew, also you put Chuck beef into it.
That's so funny. Well, you better get ready for some butt stew. I'm kidding. I'm also not sexual. But we could see what happens.
Yeah.
After we watch the Tooth Fairy.
I like your hands, so whatever.
Thank you so much for saying. Anyhow, and I do notice his hands at that point, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. He's got like square fingers, like a beautiful, almost square, strong finger, like a finger that could lift some, like it's a
well manicured as well, but not done, not painted, just
not
taken
done.
Care of
exactly. And it's again, you guys, like strong, like I don't even know,
big,
it's,
like it's, his hand, but if he puts his hand on my knee, it like takes up my whole knee.
It's like the whole knee. It's like those hands are whittling or they are freaking like doing something that is with strength.
And obviously, so as exciting. A lawyer, he uses them all the time.
Constantly.
And I'm like, and yes. So I will. Yeah, I'll come back to your house.
Yeah, that sounds like, okay, yeah. So he drops me off and then you stay in the car and you guys keep going. And
then you and Wallace.
Yeah.
Are walking in the dairy farm. The sun is setting, but there's white lights coming on. We hear the silent of the cows and then the goat farms also there, so there's like a symphony
of goats.
What was the goat doing?
The goats are very, they sound like they're screaming to me a lot of times.
I think that's sheep you're thinking of.
Okay, everybody relax.
Right, goats go
I thought that was a sheep.
Is it?
A sheep goes baa. Who knows old McDonald?
Wait, what sound do goats make?
I thought a goat was like the shrieking sound, like yow.
You know, I think you're right.
Thank you.
I literally forgot what sound sheeps made.
Listen, that's why we do farm references, is to keep us fresh, keep us, you know, remembering.
And I've been around babies that are learning their sounds and I still got it wrong. Okay, so yeah, you hear the symphony, and then he like accidentally bumps your hand with his hand.
Oh, sorry.
And yeah, and then he does it again, and then he's okay. Like,
"Do you need me to move over?" Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I'm just hungry. Do you mind if I whip you up some homemade chocolate chip cookies? And
how dare you?
Well, it's dinner time. All I really have is homemade ice cream and chocolate chip cookies.
I love a dessert dinner,
and it's lactose free.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, great. And so then he takes you in, and you guys are eating. Blah blah blah. And you're like, okay, well, I guess the farm is real. And he's like, you don't need to go on more of a tour. And you're like, no, I hear the animals. And
I definitely hear them, and I know the sounds.
And he's like, oh, okay, great. And you're like, yeah. And then he's like, so I'm getting the loan. And you're like, oh, well, that's gonna be up to the bank. I don't really know.
Well, that's yeah.
Oh, okay. Well. That's cool. This isn't, you know, I do love farming.
Yeah, sure.
But I've always dreamed about having a half dairy farm, half theater.
What?
Half theater.
Oh, theater?
Yeah, where we just, it's like we can put on shows.
Wow.
Comedy theater.
Oh my God.
But I don't know anybody in that world, and or anybody that's talented, but I love seeing it. I also don't like being on stage myself. I'm more of a behind the scenes farmer, but I do like to see people that I love perform.
That's so fun. I did do stand up and stuff.
Wow.
In New York sometimes. Yeah.
That's so brave.
Wow. Thank you. I guess, you know, it's an outlet for me.
Oh, cool.
I just get up on the mic and sort of
riff.
Say things. Riff. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, cool, cool. I can't believe you've stayed single, though.
It is astonishing. It's amazing. I think I can be intimidating.
Yeah, like people. The head cheerleader that doesn't get asked to prom.
Well, not that necessarily. I think that, I mean, that wasn't really my vibe, you know, in high school. I was more you know, choir, sort of click a choir participant, and also,
oh my god, I was in choir too.
Really?
Yeah, I took it for a long time.
I was
a tenor, rich tenor, but I always wanted to be more of the sopranos, always got the lead, so
yeah,
you know. It was just, I sang because,
oh my God.
I'm happy. Oh, that was, and I sing because I'm free. His eyes. Oh God, I'm so sorry.
No, this is
beautiful. I haven't sang in years. I just felt so comfortable around you.
Oh my gosh. That's honestly, I feel really comfortable around you too.
You know what's weird? And now they're like standing really close together.
Yeah.
And they're like whispering. Close.
Yeah.
And they're about to kiss, and then you hear, and it like interrupts them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
And then we're like, wow, goats do baa. What do I know?
And then as you do that, you get a phone call.
Oh, excuse me one second. Hello?
Hi, it's your boss, Don.
Ugh, what?
How's the shit farm?
Okay, it's, well, actually, it's pretty good.
Well, get on home, okay? Because listen, Nancy died. She went fucking crazy. She went postal. She was taken out. But anyway, the job is up for grabs.
The branch director of Queens is up for grabs?
Yeah, wasn't that the one you were looking for?
Yeah, I just can't believe it. Wow. Okay. But okay.
You have to come in today. I don't care. Yeah, if you leave now, you won't be able to approve their money and they'll lose the farm. But that's the decision you're going to have to make.
Okay. Let me get back to you, okay?
Be here by the morning or don't come at all.
Okay, Dawn.
Call me Mr. Rickles.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Sorry, do you know where Chuck's cabin is? So then we flash to Chuck's cabin. We go back. We get to you arriving at the cabin. And Chuck's like, oh, my God. Sorry, there's so many, like, woodland creatures that I made all
over.
Yeah,
you have a lot of gnomes. I don't know that I'm... I mean, good for you. Not my full cup of tea.
Oh.
But I do love...
Nobody gnomes the trouble I feel. Nobody gnomes my sorrow.
Probably because gnomes can't feel.
Well, I thought it was... What did you say?
Oh, no. Sorry. I just lost my sense of serendipitous because of my whimsy. I'm a jaded fat bitch, you know?
I actually just created this musical... Gnome the Musical, and it's something I'm working on. It's really dumb, but it's like a puppet show with gnomes and they sing.
No, that's
gnome
really...
I don't want your number, gnome. I don't want to give you mine, and gnome, I don't want your number. So it's silly, but it's I love kids.
Gnome way I'm living without
yes.
you.
Yes.
I'm not living without you. Gnomes don't want to be free.
Yes.
Like that.
Gnome is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two
can be as bad as gnome. But the loneliest gnome is the gnome.
Number one.
Gnome.
Do you want to see?
I thought you were going to kiss me.
I did too. And then I panicked. but I do want to kiss you. I just like, okay, I'll just do it. I know I took away the moment.
No. It's weird. Okay. Now it feels really weird. So
it does. Okay.
Unless, I mean, at any time during this weird conversation, you could have just ended it and kissed me.
Okay, because then I felt like you were saying no. So, and
I was saying gnome. I'll never say no.
And then he leans in and gives you a big kiss.
Tongue and all.
A lot of tongue and like some dipping even.
He's dipping me. Good luck.
He's dipping
and
you.
And his back breaks.
No, he dips you and then he comes up and he's like, and I will always gnome you. So
wow, I love that. And so then they're kissing and stuff, and then you okay, so,
and then I burst in and I go, Stew,
what? I'm trying to get some dick.
I have to talk.
What
did you just say?
I said I was getting dick.
That's what I thought you said. That's inappropriate. Okay,
you're cock blocking.
Shh.
I'm hard as a... Yeah, give me a minute.
Okay. Sorry, I just...
I'm wearing sweatpants. Just hold on. Just wait one more... Okay, we're good.
Okay. Chuck, if you could step outside. Chuck, please.
Please step out of your own house. Thank you.
I just got a call from... fucking Dawn. Dawn? Did he call you too?
No, I just could sense it.
Oh, yeah. So Dawn called and apparently Nancy died.
Oh my God. Thank God.
Yeah. RIP. But also, so the Queen's branch is like open.
The job?
The job.
Did he call for me? I didn't even apply.
Well, I think he knows that.
Job probation. They told me if I made one more mistake, I was gone. And now I'm getting promoted?
I guess. I mean, we would both just go to the Queen's branch and then...
Oh, I guess you're getting promoted.
Yeah, but then you come with me, obviously.
Yeah, totally. I don't care if I even work there.
Oh, well, I mean... So, I guess the question is, like, he said, like, we have to come back tonight. Like, we have to be in there by tomorrow.
Or what?
Or he said, like, don't bother coming back.
So, they'll lose the farm?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say something a little crazy.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in love with this... guy who lives in this house.
I was going to say, because you're hard again.
Yeah, it just, I was looking at the gnomes and now it's like, I connect the two things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so wait, like you would stay here or?
What do we have to lose besides a job we don't even like? Do you not like that guy?
Wallace? I mean, we haven't kissed or anything.
But then as we're standing there, we hear a boombox playing It's a Little Bit Funny, This Feeling Inside. And where's that coming from? I'm not one of those who can easily hide. It sounds like it's coming from the window. I don't have much money, but...
We open the window.
Girl, if I did... And he's standing there holding a boombox. I'd buy a big cow farm where we both could live. I think it's for you. If I sat on the roof... I think it's for you. Kicked off the moss a few of these.
Wallace?
It got me quite cross. I love you. Cross.
Wow.
Anything, the thing is, while I'm in between. Sorry if this is coming on a little too strong. Oh, no.
I'll be right down, okay?
That was weird.
What the fuck do I do? First of all, no guy in New York has literally ever even held eye contact for more than like 4 seconds. And now this guy's holding a boombox. Also, he said he wants to have a theater on the farm.
What?
I know.
I feel like I think you should go talk to him and see. I'm already committed to staying here, honestly. I've already had my stuff sent.
Oh, my God.
I'm a decisive person. Just go talk to him.
Okay, fine.
And then he goes down, and before you even talk, you two are like making out.
Okay, perfect.
Listen, I know I haven't known you long, but it's been longer than Chloe and Lamar knew each other. And I feel like everything's kind of, well, I guess things didn't really work out with them or her and Tristan. But the point is, we could all die tomorrow and probably will. So I wanted to just say what I feel. And I think you're the most beautiful, thin, dairy allergic person I've ever met in my entire life, and I want you to be Mrs. Dairy Farm, which is ironically also my last name.
Oh wow, that is ironic. Honestly, I hate working at a bank.
I hate going
and I've
to
kind
banks.
Of felt yeah I've kind of felt dead inside ever since. But if I don't go back, then you're not going to get the money, so I feel like if I stay, then you'll become bankrupt and maybe angry at me, and then we'll end up in trouble. Or if I go, then do you know what I'm saying? I have to go back to at least get you the money.
I think you can just call.
Oh, really? Are you sure? Because
I mean, I'm pretty sure. Why don't you try?
I'll try. What's the worst that happens? Give me a second. Hey, Dawn.
What? I'm busy. I'm running around. I'm trying to figure things out. I'm busy.
Okay, Don. Well, first things first, this farm definitely needs the loan.
Okay, great. I don't give a shit. Get back here and take the job. Burn that. You might as well light a match on your way out, because as soon as you leave, they lose the money.
I knew it.
But if you stay, they keep it.
Oh, wait, what?
I don't understand what you're not understanding. Okay, if you want this job, come get it. If you don't, stay there and they'll get the money.
Okay, so if I stay, they get the money.
Yes.
What an interesting clause. Okay. I think I'm going to stay then, because this feels like a good business.
I didn't write, listen, it was Mrs. America that wrote it. She was a crazy lunatic. She wrote in some weird clauses. She believed in love.
Oh, ooh, poor thing. Okay, well, I guess then this is goodbye, Dawn.
Oh, okay. Might I say that I always loved you?
Wow. Thank you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Okay.
So.
You guys are getting the loan.
Wow. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
But the loan's not really what I wanted. I have to be honest about something. I came to New York once before and I saw you through the window, and I've been pining over you ever since. And I didn't need the loan, but when the opportunity came up, I was like, maybe that beautiful songstress will still be there. And lo and behold, you were. And so, and I'm so sorry, your name is escaping me. I have amnesia.
No, I get that. I forget it myself. I feel like it's just maybe Wendy for today.
I don't think it was, but okay. Wendy Ergo Glue.
Yeah.
Will you make me the happiest man in Maine and become Mrs. Dairy Farm? And then you look over to me and you're like, is this crazy? And I'm like, I'm like already dressed like a farm person.
Yeah.
And I'm like completely, and I just look at you and shrug like, well, what's the...
Let's hold up. And then I'm like, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yay. Yeah. And then all the sheeps and animals start making a symphony. And then
we cut to, oh yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say we see a shooting star and we watch the shooting star, and then the star leads us to commercial, comes back from commercial. The star, it's now in a different kind of sky, and it's clearly established that it's been some time.
Of course.
So it's a year later.
Okay. And so then the camera pans down, we see what looks like a little puppet show, and there's a puppet on there, one gnome puppet, and it's a girl, and she's like, riddle me this, trichotillomania? I don't think so. And a lot of people laugh, and so it is a comedy show for gnomes. And then another gnome comes on stage, and the gnome is like, well, why don't we start to teach what it means to gnome more about it.
And the audience is a little lackluster, and they're like, but they own the place, so that's why they get to. And then I get up and I'm like, excuse me, can somebody take care of the baby? The baby's crying.
Oh my God. And so I point to an assistant. I say, can you get to the baby? I'm in the middle of a show. And so the assistant tends to the baby, but the baby sees me and smiles, and I smile as well. We are acquaintances, but it is your baby.
Yeah, he calls you aunt.
Yeah, the baby can talk. It's like a year or something. So the baby talks, it says aunt, and I say, shh, aunt is performing. And so then Auntie's performing right now. So then I say, it takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and gnomes. And then that's the end.
And then that's the end. And it's called When You Gnome, You Know.
When You Gnome, You Know. That's funny.
Thank you.
Okay, Jesse, are you ready for our last segment?
You better give it to me.
It's time for Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
5 stars.
Hello.
From Fan in North Carolina. So, Fan.
Ah,
Fanny, okay. We'll call her.
Fanny.
How to get diabetes as a middle child to get attention.
Ah.
LOL. I used to tell my mom that because I was diagnosed at 7 and it made her... so mad. I would laugh and laugh because, of course, it's not the truth. You have to laugh at all the challenges of life, including being a middle child.
Yeah.
Jesse and Chris make me laugh so hard I have tears running down my legs, as the old saying goes. Today I'm a nurse and use my diabetes to help others. Thank you both for using all your challenges to help myself and so many others make it through the toughest of days and times.
Oh my Fanny. I can't even. First of all, the amount of nurses that listen to us is really exciting.
I love it. I love a nurse. Always a strong quality person.
Inevitably when one of us does in fact hurt ourselves physically, I need the nurses to rally around and build us back up, okay?
I do. Yes. We love nurses, okay? And Fanny, I love that Fanny developed diabetes at 7 and was still like, Chris and Jesse have equal challenges.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Fanny's the type of person who's like, listen, I cut off my left leg, but I'll still be at work because
I'll be at work on time.
A challenge? I laugh in the face of a challenge, okay? I stepped on a nail the other day. I couldn't stop giggling.
It was so funny because to me, it's like tetanus, more like tet not. And Fanny's the type of gal who gets in and she's laughing. She's talking to people. I think that what Fanny was maybe trying to say is that maybe we made her laugh so hard she peed. I don't know. I don't know if tears can travel that far.
Maybe that is what she meant. I like that if that is what she meant.
I like that, Fanny. And we should all start saying that and talking like that, doing that, you know, in a good way and not a bad way. But Fanny, girl, you're an icon and you're the type of woman that sits in her car, listens to music till she's ready to go into the hospital and then be like, all right, people, who is
game
where
time
today?
You know, she goes in, she's the type that says she's crying in her car and then she's like, it's time for work. She wipes that tear. You would never know.
Yes.
Because she's what we call a strong bitch.
She's a strong bitch and a bitch that I can get behind. I love her.
Who doesn't?
I think that she's a champion. And honestly, I think that you're all champions, but you're all iconic.
You're all icons. So listen, icons, make sure you join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. Write your reviews. We would love to read them.
Please.
And if you're desperate for more, go to patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yes.
But until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.